What a day. This is going to be interesting. It's a Loudmouth Stereo Real Relationship Tour collab. I record with both of y'all, and I'm recording both of y'all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So tonight we are discussing Some People Are Just for Tryouts. I don't feel like anybody should come through this show tonight with their feelings being hurt because of what the title says, but it's just the truth. Like, for me, some people are not keepers. Some people are supposed to be for a good time. Me personally, I have people in my past that I wish I only had for a good time and not a long time, because that was a waste of time. But, you know, we all learn those lessons in the long run. But my thing is, like, if you're not it, you're not it. Okay? So I feel like there's no hard feelings. You can't be mad if you and a person didn't work out, because you can always look at it in a worse way. What if y'all tried a relationship that wasn't supposed to work in the first place? You put more effort in than you did when you wanted more. So that's how I'm looking at it tonight. I'm sure people are going to come through and share their experiences on people they should have just tried out and left alone versus the people that they try to make shit work with and nothing worked.
Yeah, it's going to be story time all night then. You know that now. First and foremost, shout out Dungeon. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm over here chilling, man. What's going on with you, good brother Greg?
Man, just living a dream, man. Just here doing what I'm supposed to do as a dad, and probably about to overshare a lot of things. So I hope you have some stories to counter me with. I know Shan does, but yeah.
Yes.
So, Shan gave us, she gave us a great intro, bruh. It's the first matchup that she's had. She's had no threesomes, I hope, but she's having it with two of her co-hosts. This is weird. Yeah. I'm not going to get the sloppy seconds. So either. But
I can't.
But this topic, like, I was thinking about it all week, and I was thinking, like, how do I like phrase like trying somebody out, right? Like, how do you do that? Do you just go and say, you know what, like, we had sex once, so we like had intercourse? Like, how do you do that? Because for me, I've had a lot of tryouts, if you want to call it that, but. Are they just tryouts or are they just like practice rounds?
I feel like everybody is a tryout if your goal is to find one person or the person. Mm-hmm. If your goal is marriage, I feel like everybody's a tryout until you're just like, I'm happy with this one person and I don't need to see any more people. Or I don't need to wonder if there's more people out here that are better than the person with me. I'm okay with this.
Let's throw this in there too, Shane, especially. The reason why this talk is also important is because the 87% tend to date the tryouts and try to make that shit work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the heavy shit hits the fan, because it's like you're trying to force a tryout to be a starter and bring them all to the team as damn near the head coach, and it's not going to work.
When every time. Agreed.
You know?
Would y'all agree that athletes and celebrities do this with regular, degular bitches, and then they turn around and be like, you know, women ain't this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But my thing is like, I feel like some males purposely pick women who have nothing going for themselves so they can feel better. But at the same time, with that comes BS, because they have nothing going for themselves. So they're going to be annoying. They're going to be latching on your balls all the time.
Yep.
And you're going to feel like you have a bill instead of a person that can give you feedback.
Yeah. Well, I guess with athletes, and I guess it applies to me as a man, like a lot of the people that I would entertain or, you know, consider tryouts, the only reason they were called tryouts is because like I'm practicing for another team. I'm just waiting to hear back. I'm waiting to get my results from that. So I'm just trying you out for now. I was known to be like a serial dater. I would date like 3 or 4 women at the same time. And for me, it was always a different thing. So there was the one I was serious about, but she wasn't as serious as I was. Then there's the girl who I really should be with. And it's like, you know what? Like, I like her. I just don't like her that much. Then there was the one I was just probably only one to bang. So there was that one. And it was the one who was like, she's the only one who is reliable. So if I text, I know for a fact the bubble's coming up like instantly.
Yeah.
And those were like my 4. And when it came to trying them out, it was like, I liked them. I just didn't know what I personally wanted. So I had to obviously try to see things. But I also didn't have a set goal 10 years ago. I didn't have a goal of what I wanted for my relationship. So I was just trying things. I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where this goes. Like, I don't know if this is a physical thing. I don't know if this is an emotional thing. But just like anybody else, 10 years ago, nobody was thinking really about like therapy and trying to figure out like, what are the nuances that you want in a relationship? What are your list of, you know, have to have it versus, you know, like the things that you can just let skate by. So for me, everything was a trial. So all the women in my past, I'm personally apologizing at the beginning of the show because we're going to have a talk. We're going to have a talk.
I'm going to add piggyback off of what Greg said, because as especially in your younger years, early 20s or whatever, mid 20s, a lot of women that you deal with are just tryouts because, like you said, you have no game plan, so you're just like fucking around. And the whole thing is, a lot of them, if they tend to end up liking you, are gonna want to go long distance, and you're not even, that's not even on your brain at that point. Because with men, most of the time, we have to be damn near scared into doing the relationship thing and being like, okay, it's time for me to retire. I need to go to find me something before all these thots and hoes. You're the only thing left, and I can't find me a good woman. So once we reach that scared point, that's when we start. Okay, let's host some real competition here. There ain't no more trying out. But the crazy thing for me is, I got, and I'm sure we're probably with all of us, we've got the experience on both ends of the spectrum, because you've done it to people, and you've also had it done to you. And then there's a lot of, I feel like, red flags that you see when somebody's trying you out, and you tend to ignore it because of, in my opinion, physical interest, and mostly only physical interest. So I just let that shit rock, because I'm like, you know what? I can see you're not taking me seriously, but I definitely want to smash. So I'm going to just kind of let this rock and see where it goes. But I know I'm a try for that person. So
yeah, the same thing. Like for me, I knew it was time to get out of the single game when women were starting to treat me the way I was treating them. I knew at that point, I was like, yo, like, you know, she ain't texting back right now, or she busy this weekend, or, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, we kicking it for a couple months and then she just fall off. And then the next time she hit me up, it's like, oh, well, you know, I started talking to somebody. I'm like, damn, so I'm like, the rebound, dude, I don't like that shit. I don't like that at all. So I had to like become a better man. So I had to be alone for a little bit just to kind of like understand the error of my ways. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that. I'm trying to like phrase it in a perfect way, but I can't. So yeah, I just don't know. But yeah, that's what I had to do personally.
Well, I got to get out the game. Similar situation, but it was when I realized the quality man was no longer the leader. We're here for the dirt bags, and we fighting over dirt bags, and we want the homosexuals and all that. And I was just like, you know, it is time to retire for real. Because now this game is ass backwards. Yeah, you know, you're going to come across someone that hits you with the karma, like what Greg was saying, where women start treating you the way you've been treating them. But when we also started to see that a good majority of women, 87% of them, were out here intentionally hunting for piece of shit men, I was like, time to get locked down, because this is it. This is end of days dating, because who knows what this shit gonna look like in another 5 years. I mean, we kind of know what it's gonna look like. It's gonna be pathetic, but like that was my point, where I was like, fuck all the trials, fuck all the playing games, gotta get locked down, because there's gonna be very few women left out here if I don't stop playing around.
Okay, so I have a question. Were you guys dating multiple women at the same time when you did, right? Were you in like that moment of, you know, I like this girl because she's good at this. I like this girl because she's good at this. I like this girl because she did at this. Did you get to a point where you're just like, damn, I wish I could find all of these good things in one person?
No, never.
What?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so Greg said he was dating multiple women. He was the serial dater. Me, I didn't find that to be financially efficient. So I literally would date one woman at a time, or if I was doing it, I would have like my smash chick and then I'd be trying to date. But I would refuse to take or court multiple women at the same time because, one, it's, for me, it's practice what you preach. I know I'm not going to get to like genuinely like any of y'all because I'm just jumping from chick to chick. So if I wanted to find someone that I genuinely wanted to match with, I would literally do one, you know, date one person, because I've already said this to you, Mad Time Shannon. It don't take that long to figure out whether or not you want to commit to somebody and give them your time. Like, it's not a long process if you know how to talk and converse. So that's why I was just like, nah, I'm going to do one chick at a time and then keep my good smash little roster over here to keep me entertained while I'm dating. You know what I mean? Because dating multiple chicks, way too expensive with my lifestyle and the places I go. So I was like, nah, you got to be worth me taking you out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like me, I didn't want the woman who had it all together because honestly, I didn't have it together myself. I really wanted to just like build with somebody who wanted to like match and grow. And, you know, instead of just being that person who was like, you know what, like I do this, I have these degrees and these masters, and this is what I like to eat. That's what I like to drive. It's like, but that's not me. Like, I wanted somebody who honestly, we started together, we finished it together. And that's just, it mattered to me so much because I see a lot of people now when they do the dating thing, they have all these like laundry list of requirements and shit. It's like, those are the requirements you set for yourself. You can't set these things for other people. And you doing that leaves you perpetually, I don't want to say single, but it leaves you perpetually trying to figure out, like, why can't someone match me? Because you are your match. You're that person you want to date. Would you want to date you, though? Like, if you had to present yourself to yourself, like, you know what? Like, I want this guy or I want this girl to do this, 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 this. And you hand it off to yourself. Like, damn, like, this sounds like a lot. It would be really fucked up knowing that that would be the case, right? So that's why I never wanted that.
Though, Greg, a lot of people are not even the list that they want other people to be. So when it comes to the question that you just said, would you date you? A lot of people, knowing who they really are and how they really are, would never date themselves.
So let's throw this in there. And Greg will know the answer to this. What team, because this actually goes with the what you're looking for. If you had to say there was a team in the NFL that had the best scouts for wide receivers, what team would it be?
Oh, like, my God.
30 years, what NFL team scout at wide receivers? You'd be like, yo, these guys find gems all the time on this team, and I don't know how to keep doing this.
Yep.
It would be, for me, it would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. Absolutely. Because they seem to always find dope-ass wide receivers. So I say that because the list of what their scouts look for in a wide receiver is not the same as what other teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, are looking for in a wide receiver, which is why they're getting high-quality wide receivers consistently that damn near end up being Hall of Famers by the end of their career. Because their list makes sense. These other coaches' lists just be some shit that be like, hope, 6'5", runs a 4.4 flat, has big hands. You'd be like, no, these other guys like know how to run routes in this manner, run similar to this player. You know, is quick over having that speed. Is used to catching from this type of quarterback. Like, things that matter. You take that in the dating world, it's a person that's putting some shit on a list like, fix my car once and mow my lawn, husband material.
But you know what's so crazy?
Oh, girl has big butt and light eyes, wife material.
Even with that analogy that you made, right? A lot of women may see a 6'3" guy, nice teeth, nice hair. He must got a big wang, right? And you get to the point where he has to prove. And it's very lackluster because none of that means shit just based upon what it looks like.
Exactly.
What do with it? You know, if a wide receiver runs fast, has big hands, who the fuck cares? Can he catch the ball?
Exactly. Because a lot of people
have butter hands. It's like, yeah. You have to be able to utilize the things that also look good. Like in a relationship or with people, getting to know people, you can have the prettiest face, the nicest hair, drive the nicest car, live at the nicest places. But if your attitude is trash, okay, now I see why you're single.
Uh-huh. That right there. Can we stay right there for a second? Because that matters. I feel like we need to just stay in this bubble with attitudes. A lot of people's approaches to relationships starts with their badass attitudes. Your attitude dictates your behavior. And if you behave in a bad manner, you're not going to receive anything. Nobody's going to be receptive to a stink-ass attitude. Nobody's receptive to a whole bunch of requirements and requests. And then it's like, but look at you. Like, because guys do it, women do it all the time. So we have to, like, match that energy. But a lot of people, just, they don't get that. So if we could just stay here for a second, because this is the pocket I want to talk about right here. That, yes. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Preach to them. Please preach.
there are so many people, and it's women and men alike. I'm like, yo, like, I look at their Twitters, and, you know, Shan hates, because I'd be like, yo, like, do y'all see, you see this shit? Like, the things that they say amongst their peers, like other single people, and I don't want to completely shit on single people. I'm like, you're asking somebody who is, one, a serial dater, or two, somebody who honestly don't know what the fuck they want, and they're giving you their expectations, so you're feeding off of that shit. Like, you know what? Like, maybe I do want a guy who can change a tire. You don't even have a fucking car to drive. Like, what are you talking about here?
Yeah.
Like, some shit don't make sense to me. When I hear, you know, women and men, and mind you, I only date women, so I'm going to kind of, like, bash them for just a second, so please forgive me. Like, when I hear women talk, not even, like, the size thing, right? You know, of, like, a guy being, like, 6 foot. But when a woman is like, oh, well, you know, this guy, like, you know, he must make cute kids and shit. I'm like, what? Like, how does that work? Like, if you ugly and he's halfway attractive, you're going to have a half-decent baby. Like, it's not going to be some things where it's, like, automatically genetic. I've heard women, and, you know, in my past, you know, people that I've talked to and stuff like that, they really talked about the reason why they dated a guy was dictating on how, like, the baby's eye color would come out. There was a woman who used to talk about, like, astrology.
And did that.
Like, what is that? Like, oh, yeah, you know, if he has light brown eyes and, you know, I have light brown eyes as a kid, you know, by the genetics, like, my kids should have light eyes too. Like, what the, what is this?
Oh, hold on. Can I throw one? It's even worse than that.
Go for it.
That I've heard women do before. What, and Shan, you gotta talk to your ladies about this. What the fuck is up with some of y'all dating a nigga just off of his voice? You that really works. Think that a man's voice. I've heard, when you watch it, because sometimes in the middle, you know, since I work from home now, I watch a lot of the divorce court shows and shit in the middle of the day when I get bored. And a lot of these women who are telling these stories about why are you getting divorced, they're like, well, I remember we started talking on this phone chat line and I heard his voice and I fell in love. How do you just fall in love with a fucking voice? I don't understand that. What about a deep voice?
I ain't never getting no dumb shit like that.
But it's a lot of women that do that shit, though, which is crazy. I don't know why.
I had an ex that only sounded attractive when he was sick. And so when he was sick, I would purposely take advantage of calling his phone to hear him talk. it just sounded better, but I do like raspy, deep voices because it commands attention. But at the same time, I've never been like him because his voice, like, that's madness.
Yeah. Yo, it happens over and over.
Just last night, there was a girl in Twitter Spaces who said that there was a guy who treated her right and quote unquote blew her back out. He was a heavier guy and she couldn't see herself with him because he wasn't her physical type. I said, okay, let me slow down. The fact that you said that he treats you right, which is what all women want, he's fucking you right, which is what every woman wants, but he wasn't your physical type.
Meaning she's going to see looking at him for the rest of her life. That's understandable.
That is understandable. My issue is, what if he wanted you, though?
It don't matter. If a woman doesn't honestly want a man and is attracted to a man, she's going to hurt that man the long way. And so for me, like, there might be some men who are currently throwing themselves at me and wanting to boo cake up on the phone. But if you don't fall into, you live in the same state as me, what you want future-wise is aligned, and I'm actually interested in you on the level that you're interested in me, I'm not putting no effort in that. I'm not sitting on the phone with you. I'm not making the time to talk about what I want with you because it's not you.
See, you just hit on a point that I wanted to land on. From what you said, he was everything that, like, talking about this type, he was everything you wanted, but you weren't receptive. So you were like, you know, the show title, you're trying him out. I want to counter that by saying, in that circumstance, that's why a lot of the women get treated the way that they are treated, because the golden rule, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated. But if a guy comes to you and he's giving you everything that you want, he's thinking he's doing the right things because you're saying these are the right things you want done. You gave out your laundry list. He answered that. He checked off all the boxes except for that physical list, according to what this girl says, right? So now every woman that he approaches after the fact, he's going to treat them lesser than, because the one woman that he knew for a fact he did right by treated him wrong. And it happens to women too. So
it happens to women, it happens to men, but Greg, he's wrong for that. And women are wrong for that also. You can't bait everybody after a person that did not want you for whatever reason it was, whether it was wrong or right, and treat other people like shit going forward because the person you wanted didn't want you back. It's about being able to understand you were a tryout, and just because you wanted me on your team doesn't mean the person that you're picking wants to be on your team. We've been in elementary. We've been at recess. Oh, why they pick me? I don't want to be on their team. I want to be on the other people's team. You don't control other people's choices. And a lot of people are thinking, you know, oh, this person can provide me a good life. Oh, this person has this. Oh, my parents like this person. Oh, my kids won't have the need for this and that. But realistically, a lot of women, especially right now, are not attracted to the guy that can do it all for them. No matter how much money he has, what he can do, what business he has, she will still cheat on this man somebody that has less shit because she is not attracted to who he is at the bone.
See, so I want to throw this in, because with what Greg had said about the woman on Twitter or whatever, who was like, I can't see myself with a bigger guy. That's fine, because we all can kind of agree that there has to be a level of physical attraction to whoever you want your life partner to be. Fine, I get that. My problem is this. That bitch gonna go and pick somebody worse. I don't care what you say. I know for a fact. Down the line, she gonna end up with some slim in shape nigga with no job that's beating her or something similar to that.
Absolutely.
This is why the whole argument, especially at a certain age of physical attraction, not saying you don't have to pay attention to it, but you gotta compromise on that shit a little bit. I'm sorry. That shit in the early 20s, I'm only dating bitches with fat asses and flat stomachs because, one, I'm in my peak shape and I'm fucking like a wild man. That's cool then. But when we fucking in our late 30s and you see what's going on out here, and you come across somebody that might be a little bit fluffier than you used to, but they got all their shit together, A1 credit, they still look good, they dress well, smell good, and they still give you good sex, man, fuck all that. This ain't what I'm used to.
Dungeon said, when you in your 30s going into your 40s and you are good for a one pump and a half and sis wants six, y'all are not compatible.
Yeah, who the fuck you think you are? You out here looking for all that great, the high quality sex in the 40s where you need credit in house and clothing and food on the table. All that good sex ain't gonna do shit for you now, right? Exactly. But you got that good dick energetic person that live with their mama. Okay, good job for you.
You got good dick, but you gotta be quiet.
Yeah. My mama got church in the morning. Shut up. She got no on the church.
We got two messages. I'm gonna play them.
So it's Saturday, and I think that I should confess my sins since tomorrow's Sunday. I have a really bad habit of yelling Yahtzee and then slapping people.
Oh, Christ.
When I feel like they deserve it. They never know what to do.
What?
God forgive me.
She said Yahtzee then slapping people?
Oh, is that?
He said hobosexual, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know that's right. Man, are you the same dude that used to have the conversations about, are you a hobosexual? Have you had a hobosexual? That shit was hilarious. I was dead.
Yeah, that was probably me at one point, like when I used to host more shows. Definitely had a show about that. So.
But you do definitely get to a point where you're just like, do we blend together? You know?
Yeah, but honestly, some people are just good to fuck on. Like, and you have to just be honest. Like, it's okay to be that person, but you have to be crystal clear about that shit. And I, you know, since I only date women, I'm not bashing. I can just only speak to that, you know, demographic. Like, mm-hmm. If I vibe with you, I vibe with you. Go on dates and all that other stuff, but I'm letting it be known that this is what it is. And sometimes you don't even have to tell people. They catch the vibes from the moment you start talking. If y'all, you know, are introducing yourselves and by, you know, a week or two, y'all talking sex and this and this and this, you knew what type of time he was. That wasn't a relationship. That was a, you know what the hell he wants. And you wanted it too. You just didn't want to be the first person to say it. It's completely fine. That is considered to me a tryout. A tryout is when you do things without intent because you just never knew. You're like, you know what? Like, they seem cool. Like, I'm attracted to them, but, you know, ain't nothing there that I know of yet because it's too soon. That's a tryout. That is something that, honestly, I'm damn good at. And I'm sure a lot of other people are as well, but people just don't say it. So when Shane was like, you have to let people know, you do, but, like, how do you let that person know that they are a tryout? Do you say, you know what? Like, I'm not looking for a relationship, but we can fuck? Because I've never, in my 35 years of living, never heard a woman say, you know what, like, yeah, like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I would want to fuck on you, though. Like, I've never heard that shit. Never heard it.
And it's funny that you say that because whenever they leave you for actually performing that feat, then they say the whole line about, well, you know, if you'd just been honest with me, maybe that's what I was looking for. I'm like, but it wasn't. You weren't looking for that. And the problem with where people get the line skewed with the trial is, there's a line that shouldn't be crossed with tryouts. See, when the scout finds the wide receiver and gives him a good grade, the wide receiver don't go and start staying with that team that gave him a good grade. He got to go out and try out for another team until he gets that call back. The problem with a lot of trial people is they do well at the trial session, but then they want to hang out afterwards. And it's exactly. Like, well, wait a minute, see, this is skewing the lines because now we're getting into relationship shit. Now, the trial has to be, there's good sex and now what you about to do. Because that's got to be it. It can't be, let's sit here and talk, let's watch this Netflix documentary, let's go to movies and eat. Because now you're letting the tryout team know, I might want more than you. And you probably don't. You just like, they can be a cool person. Because with my trial people, if I respected you, I wouldn't ask you to leave immediately. Sometimes you could even sleep over. You know what I mean? Because I respect you. But I also still did not want anything more than a tryout.
Exactly.
And that was it. So that's where the lines I think get skewed is why everybody, because even myself, I'm guilty of that. Doing more than you should be with someone that you know you have no other interest in than fucking, but they also happen to be a cool individual. You know?
Exactly. I agree. I'm agreeing with Dungeon tonight. Shannon and I, we're going to have to fight. She's scapegoating for a lot of these people. Like, fuck that.
It's,
you got to tell me straight out.
Not even a scapegoat. It's just like really telling you how it is. And some women will be like, oh, you know, since he does 78% of what I like and what I want, I'll be okay with not really being attracted to this person and stay. And some women try to fight it, but as soon as that man that tickles her tonsils or, you know, makes that pussy thump a little bit stronger than the one that's doing it all for her already, but she really doesn't like him like that, she's going to cheat. She's same thing on the flip side with men. If you got a good woman at home and, you know, he just feels like he should be able to have more or have options, there is nothing that a good woman at home can do more of to make him be like, I'm done with more women. People like that always feel like they deserve more or there's room on their plate for a plethora of options while they're given less. And those are the people that are just for tryouts.
Agreed.
Yes.
Absolutely agree there.
That's 100% correct. I mean, there also needs to be like a standard where it's almost like, do you deserve to be trying people out?
Nope.
You know what I mean? Because are you a franchise? You know what I'm saying? Like, I always keep comparing this to football, but this is what we all know what cuffing season is. It's the tryout. Mm-hmm. This is what cuffing season is about. So it's like, all right, you know, y'all on, are you trying to make a roster for the winter? Why is my team worth playing for? Why do you want to play for my team? Are we a championship team? Are we the Jacksonville Jaguars? What are we? You know what I mean? Are we going to get one? Are we the Detroit Lions? We're getting one win a season, no win a season, or are we any team that fucking Tom Brady went to? You know what I mean? by the way, happy retirement to the GOAT, by the way. You know, like, I think that these are, you know, Shannon, and probably Greg, especially, you know, with the way I talk, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to listen, do you deserve even host tryouts? Besides, you out here fucking with people's emotions and wasting their time. Who are you to even be trying somebody out? You don't have a franchise to play for. Like we said, you're in your mama's basement. You know, you're homeless. You're whatever. You don't even have a place to stay. Why are we letting you try people out? Why are people trying to play for your team? For what?
Some people need to try being alone before they do tryouts. A lot of people don't know themselves, but they be trying to date everybody. Like, yo, the reason why you don't know yourself is because you done dated so many personalities and it's starting to rub off on you that you're confusing yourself. You ain't ready. It's you. You are the fucking problem every single time. You be like, yo, why did that relationship end? You, dummy. It can't. How the last the five relationships ended and you talk about it's just perfect. So five different personalities done told you about yourself and you have not learned yet. You are the common denominator right there. So sometimes you need to try yourself out. Sit alone for 6 months. Go get yourself the rose or the whatever the fuck and just get you together. A lot of people, and men included, because I'm going to get into y'all. I'm going to dig in y'all ass in a minute.
What happened to the men that need to take a break?
No, you know, I'll get there because the thing is, I want to actually put myself on the panel for that. But when it comes to, like, you know, the women individually, like, they definitely have to sit down, men too, just honestly say, like, you know, draw a Venn diagram, like, write down a list of 25 things that are pros and cons about you and be completely honest. Don't nobody else need to read that list but you. When you look at that pros and cons list, completely avoid looking at the pros. Look at them cons and try to improve on those. Don't be biased and say, you know what? Like, I don't do anything wrong. Because trust me, you wouldn't be making a list if you didn't. Make that fucking list. 25 things you do like, 25 things that you do, you know, don't like. Pros and cons about yourself. A lot of people won't do that. And the reason why they won't is because nobody's ever told them about themselves. Go to your old relationships like, yo, like, what did he say didn't work? He said I was crazy. That's a con, ain't it? He said you don't cook or clean. Con. But then when you look about, like, I do cook and clean. I just didn't want to cook for him. That's a pro. It's like, yo, like, he didn't deserve it. So obviously the pros outweigh the cons, but people don't spend enough time with themselves to honestly just evaluate their dating, like their dating escrow. They don't know for a fact that they are a dateable person. They just have to be alone for just a little bit longer so they can find themselves and be a little bit more centered and grounded so they can apply what they've learned about themselves to a relationship with another person. But a lot of people go and they want to date somebody to complete them. I'm not here to complete you. I want to be a complete person when I meet you. When I do that shit, it matters so much. It took me fucking, what, from, God, like, how long was I hoe? A very long time. But in that time frame, it took me, like, that little, like, 8-month period to be like, you know what, like, I'm not doing something right. I'm treating women wrong. I'm treating women bad. I don't understand why I'm doing this shit. So I had to honestly like delete contacts, like change a number, do these things and say, you know what? This is the reason why I'm alone. And the moment when I said, this is why I'm alone, I don't know if it was God or what, but a woman was presented to me and told me straight out like, yo, like, this is who you are. And mind you, this wasn't even my wife. She, you know, the girl told me, she was like, yo, you have to understand, like, not every woman is going to be the same. And you aren't the same for every woman. So you have to sit down and compartmentalize who you are as a man and come complete to any woman that you are. But be that same person to all the women. And that right woman is going to match you. I'm married now. So I just really need people to do that. Because if they do it, it comes off a whole lot more, like, more complete, more honest. So, yeah, don't come to the tryouts if you can't even play the sport.
No. So.
A lot of people... the skills and don't want to make the effort, but they want like the championship person at the tunnel of their bullshit. And I'm just like, it don't work like that.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, everybody wants to be the Steph Curry in a relationship when you Draymond. Like, yeah, you're a great role player. It's fine.
But it's even okay, Steph Curry's wife wants to be admired by other men. So there's that.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I ain't going down that rabbit hole. You almost got me tonight. I'm not going to do that because I was about to say something real disrespectful. But you know what? Like, I want to keep my political connects, so I ain't going to say nothing. But yeah, I absolutely agree. I don't know. Like, I guess this is the point, like, where I have to, like, put myself on trial about, like, tryouts and stuff like that and me being a terrible person. For me, when I used to do my tryouts for women and stuff like that, they never knew they were being tried. It was just like, you know what? Like, you're here for a purpose and a reason, but it's only for me. It was self-gratifying. And I love that shit. I ain't gonna sit here and act like I didn't. Like, dang, like, you know what? Like, that girl ain't answer. I'm gonna go and talk to somebody else and this and this and this and this. But, you know, for me to like put myself on trial, it's like, oh, like, what does great come with? And I'm like, okay, like, I can cook, I can clean, I can change a tire, I can fuck. I can all the things, but it's like, what would actually make a woman happy? At that point, when you go and you like, you write down that list and you have all those things noted down, you can apply it. You don't have to tell the person like, yo, these are all the things that I bring. When you're around that person, just do those things. Just like, oh, like, you know, a woman's like, oh, well, my tire's flat. Just change the shit. That way you don't have to hear, you know, women be like, well, I don't understand why men don't want to change tires. It's not men don't want to change tires. The ain't shit nigga that you fucking with don't change tires.
Exactly.
There are men out here who do that. So when I hear, you know, again, men and women, they always say something like, you know, I want a girl, you know, I want a woman who does all these things. Just ask them the question, did your mom do that? It fucks men up every single time. It fucks them up. There was a guy that we were friends with. And we were at a bar, and he told a woman, he was like, oh, all the things that he wanted, blah, 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 blah. And she said that. She was like, does your mom do those things? Now, there's two ways to take that. You can either be offended by it, or you can say, you know what? Yeah, like, you know, let's have this conversation. But yeah, my mom never did that shit. He was talking about all the things that the woman should do. And when she asked him that question, he was so flabbergasted because his list of requests weren't just like, housekeeping type of things like, oh, can you mop a floor? He's saying, oh, well, I don't want a woman who don't swallow and woman that, you know, don't take it in the ass, don't want to do threesomes and stuff like that. And then she posed that question, did your mom do that? And it fucked him up because he had to sit with the thought of, yo, like, does my mom do that shit? And we were sitting there at the bar.
He better not know.
Yeah, right.
Not only did he not need to know that, it fucked him up because he didn't take the option of having a conversation with her. He got defensive because at that point, he's defending his mom. He didn't go and see it like we saw it. Like, yo, like, you're asking for a lot of expectations of some shit, but you don't know that person because you just met them. There are grown men, and myself included, because, again, we on a trial for a second, that would approach a woman with the things that they want instead of asking, like, yo, like, what do you like to do? Ask questions first instead of making statements. And when you do that, that's a form of trying people out. When you have like a draft, like the NFL draft, NBA drafts and stuff like that, you can have a lot of expectations for the person you draft, but you still have to watch them. You have to, you know, look at the tape. You have to do your research. And more importantly, you have to see how they operate on the field. Anybody can be a number one draft pick, but be a bust.
Yeah. They what about literally the eye get test? On the field.
Yeah. Like, you have to have an eye test with people. But people don't get that far, Shan. Like, Dungeon, you know this for a fact. A lot of people don't get to the eye test because right now they're still scouting. They're in scouting mode. Like 24/7, they don't say, you know what? I actually need to see this person in action. I need to actually try them out. It's like, you know, the whole cuffing season thing. It's like, bro, like, try the person out first. Don't go and say, you know what? Like, the 15 things that I want, they can't do 14 of them. Okay, yeah, they're a bad person at that point. But out of the list of 15 and they can't do two, and all of a sudden you're writing them off, it's like, why? You're writing them off because they can't do two of your 15 things.
Yeah.
Everything else, they're perfect with. At that point, that's when you know, like, your tryouts, just you have to do a little bit better at it. You got to be better at drafting and scouting.
You definitely do, because I had that same issue where, and it's funny because it's always a random person that'll kind of have to put you in your place, because as a logical human being, you will, if you're logical, you will eventually ask yourself, what the fuck is going on and why am I struggling, knowing that I am actually a quality dateable person. Why am I struggling to actually find a mate? And then it will come that time where if you maybe come across an ex or like a friend that's, you know, genuinely a friend, and they will tell you about yourself. And one of the things for me was a female that I used to date was like, you have an issue with cutting women off too fast. Like, if it was just what Greg said, like, if you don't meet the first two of my requirements, because they wouldn't be like, you know, your ass fat and you have threesomes with women, that wouldn't be the requirement. It'd just be like, you know, if you don't have common sense or you don't seem to be like, you can't be on time or I don't feel like you're responsible, I'm cutting you off. And I wasn't giving enough people the time to get to know them. But it was also because on the flip side of things, I had given, I feel like, enough time to some people and they wasted it. So then after a while, you get impatient with everybody and you're like, you know what? If you don't appear to be what I want in the first 10 minutes of this date, I'm good. I'm out. Because I'll just find somebody else. But that's still the wrong way to think, even if you are a catch, because you still might be missing out on a good mate for yourself. And you honestly shouldn't be feeling that way as if you're above everybody in the first place. That's not the right way to act. But I know with what's going on now, with what Greg was just saying, the problem is the conversation aspect can't be there, because a lot of these hoes don't even want to talk. A lot of these hoes get offended by you asking these questions. So now the question would be to you, Greg, is how do you overcome that? Because now everything is an interview. Don't ask me what I bring to the table. That's offensive. Don't ask me what I do for a living. That's offensive. Why? Because you don't bring shit? Why? Because you're jobless? Yes, this is why you're offended by these questions. Because you don't have any fucking answers. That's why these questions offend you. Not because we're trying to have a casual conversation and you don't like the topic. Because if I send you a dick pic, but like, what you think about that? Are you going to stick around for that dumb shit too? That's what a conversation is, though, you stupid bitch. And I'm not lying. I'm just like, man, I'm about to get on the niggas. I'm about to get on the niggas too.
You see what I mean? Like,
what is?
But it's disheartening, man, because it's like, you know, as a guy, like, you know, that wants to do right, and, you know, I feel like all guys, like, have good intentions. They just end up being the wrong person for that person. Like, they have a person, it's just not you. So for me, like, my way of scouting was to ask questions. A lot of women that I dated in the past, I'm only speaking from my personal experience, they didn't want to be asked questions. I was just supposed to accept whoever the fuck they were and deal with it. That ain't me. I'm not that guy. Even with, like, podcasts, we could have podcasted with any other woman in the world, any other guy in the world, but we're here with Shan, because not only does she listen to understand, she also is receptive to new information. For some unknown reason, women that I dated weren't receptive to new information. I'm not trying to shit on them completely. It was just more so, like, you know, the observations that I saw. Now, was I a bad guy? Absolutely. I knew this shit, but mind you, I'm talking 10 years removed from the situation. So I've grown since then. But at that time, I was like, I knew for a fact what I wanted. But the thing is, when I ask you questions, usually you can answer those questions and then retort with your own. I would ask the questions and they would just put up a brick wall right there. So it's like, you're not even given an opportunity to say, you know what? Like, he asked me some very important questions that even I didn't think about. Let me go answer those questions and then respond with questions of my own, because that's what people do when they're attempting to date.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, I need to know, okay, like, you're asking me all these questions. You know what? Like, even if this doesn't work out, I'm going to take the questions that Greg asked me and I'm gonna apply that to a guy and phrase it for a guy. You know what? Like, are you family oriented? I had a woman tell me, like, that was none of my business because I didn't, you know, she didn't intend on letting me meet her family this soon. I was like, how did you get me asking you if you are family oriented to me all of a sudden wanting to be invited to the cookout? That right there was a red flag to me. I was like, no, like, I can't do this shit. Now, I don't care if you had problems with your mom or your dad, your cousins and shit like that. I just needed to know if you're family oriented. And the reason why I say that is because when my family wants to do things, cool. But I also don't want your family getting pissed off at me because I'm the guy that you dating and we ain't never around. So now they're thinking like, oh, he don't fuck with us. No, your daughter don't fuck with you. That, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how that works.
Exactly.
But a lot of people get away with just like not asking the appropriate questions and also not answering the questions honestly. So there were a lot of women that I would try out and they would give me an answer that was suitable for the moment to get me off their back. And I'm not talking in a sexual sense, but I'm saying, like, you know, just let me answer this really quick in the best way I can. And it ended up being an untruth. They were making shit up.
Uh-huh.
So when I'm like, okay, are you family oriented? You're like, yeah, like, you know, me and my family, we get along. It's like, when the last time you seen your mom? Oh, like a year ago. What the fuck?
How's that getting along?
How the fuck is that getting along? Or when you start talking about your family, it's all of a sudden like, you know, an issue, like you and your sister ain't talking, or you and your cousins don't get along. Like, you don't even know if you got sisters because you don't fuck with them like that. Or, you know, what was another thing that like women used to say to me that used to really piss me off? It's like, you know, I don't really mess with, you know, women friends like that. I just got a lot of guy friends. Okay.
Like, red flag.
here's the thing. It's a red flag for some. I'm cool with that shit. Here's where the shit goes left. Yes, you have a lot of guy friends. Well, bring them on out then. When we go out, bring their ass out. I would like to meet these people, because my thing is, if you comfortable with them, me being a guy, I don't mind having new friends, especially if they're quote unquote friends to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is, they never could come out. Oh, you didn't invite them out. And the reason why is because they want to fuck you. You don't want to hear that shit. And the reason why you don't want to hear is because it makes me sound like I'm a hater. But it's the truth. And the reason why I know that is because I was in those positions. There were girls, oh, man, we cool, we friends. I'm like, no, like, trust me. And I'm telling any guy that's listening to this show, nothing I'm going to say right now is a lie. Yes, we were friends, but if she gave me the opportunity to fuck, it was going to happen.
Exactly. And that's going, you know, to what? Happen. And piggybacking off what you're saying, none of these motherfuckers will ever bring them guys out. They won't.
Ever.
They only are, they're homosexuals. Or they really are friend, like a family friend forever, ever. You will never meet these niggas because they all want to. They are men. And I tell women this all the time. I'm like, yo, women get offended if you ever try and say you know a woman better than a female does. Great, you don't. But I will also get offended if you try to tell me that you know men better than I do. Because I'm one of them. And I know how we act. And that is a form of shame. We talked about this. Yeah. The male friend aspect is also a point of game reference for niggas who don't have the gift of gab. They just sit and wait like a cheetah on a prey in the high leagues. And they're like, you know what? I can't get this motherfucker unless I sneak up on him. So I'm just going to wait for the right opportunity for them to fall right into my trap. And that's it. Like, and then that day when your man cheats, or that day when your man don't respond to your text, is Mr. Buddy Buddy. Because he don't know what to say. But as soon as you're vulnerable, he going to put that dick on you. I thought we were just...
Exactly. Like, here's the thing. Like, as a married man... Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just saying, they just screaming. I've been wanting this pussy forever. That's how they act. There's nobody beat for the bullshit. We know you're not about the friendship. Like, and that's why it's so... When I was dating before, one woman came so hard with that friendship. She was like, and this is my thing I would always say. She was like, listen, I have a best friend who's a male friend. Anything ever happens or he has a situation, he call me in the middle of the night, I'm going to come running. We could be in the middle of fucking. If he hit me, I'm leaving. I was like, let me tell you something right now. One, that's a terrible way to start off any kind of date. You sound fucking ridiculous. Two, it's very apparent that you were fucking this nigga. Like, nobody's going to believe he's your best friend, because if you're that dedicated to him, you should be marrying that nigga. Why would you be so dedicated to one person that's your best friend? Because they say you're supposed to marry your best friend. If that's your best friend, then marry him. What the fuck you out here wasting my time for? You think you're going to leave me in the middle of fucking to answer some other nigga's call?
Exactly.
Your head bust open? Are you kidding me? This is the shit. That's unrealistic. Yeah. Like, you can't send it to somebody and expect them to be like, I'm going to take her seriously. I want to really date her. This seems like a long life partner. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Well, somebody going to say to us, or they're going to say to Shane after they listen to the episode, them niggas sound hurt. Yes. Sometimes hurt people with words, though.
It's not even hurt. So y'all are speaking from experience. And the only people that's going to be like, no, y'all wrong, that's not true, is the people who have yet to experience what you experienced to get your lesson.
Exactly.
And the niggas who are fucking pretending to be best friends, they go, but exactly. All the niggas hurt because that's what I be doing. I be out here fucking best friends girls. Like, come on, man. Oh.
Yeah. All I know is every woman that I've ever known, they're like, oh, well, you know, he's like my play brother. Whenever I ask the question that nobody's ever counted from, they always get it wrong. I'm like, okay, if he's your play brother, has he ever met your mom? And the answer is always no. Always. 115% of the time. And that's even weird. When they try to lie, here's the thing. Sometimes you'll get somebody who lies and they're like, yeah, he's not my mom. Do we know her name, though? And the answer again, always no. When you call them, oh, well, Mrs. So-and-so, like, no, that's not knowing her. That's coming past the house to come scoop your ass up and saying, hey, Mrs. Last Name. That's easy. Exactly. I'm saying, like, do they know your mom? Like, if you came to kick it, like, you know, if he came over to hang out and your mom was around, like, he's cool. Like, he's cool to spend the night and not try to intentionally fuck you. You know what I mean? That's a friend. Like, stuff like that people don't think about. So, for me, I don't want to sound like a complete dickhead when it comes to the whole play brother situation. But for somebody who has a best friend who is a woman, people used to ask all the time, have y'all ever fucked? And the answer was no. To the point where she will tell you, she told my wife, she's like, absolutely not. So, her and I, when we first became friends, we were like, oh, like, we're really cool. We, you know, friends and stuff like that. And I told her, I was like, nobody's going to take this seriously until we are each other.
Just got a call.
Oh, okay.
Man or best lady in the wedding. She was my best lady in my wedding. That's when it stopped. We stopped getting questions about if we had done anything. Mm-hmm. At the fucking wedding.
People were like, oh, this is too serious.
Exactly.
Like, and they must really be best friends.
And here's the thing. It's okay to have a best friend of the opposite sex. I would like to think Shan is our best friend. Like, we talk to her, like, weekly. So it's one of those things where, like, she's definitely a friend. But we aren't going and doing, like, malicious shit. Like, if anything would happen, oh, like, well, Shan just walking around. Because, you know, she always on, you know, TikTok or Instagram. She's showing her titties and shit like that. But that's my friend. Like, go ahead, friend. Do your fucking thing, right? But I would never go and approach her like, oh, like, I want to see what them draws look like, right? There are a lot of guys who will play like your friend, but they want to fuck that friend. And the reason why is because at the end of the day, you're going to keep that friendship going. That's why a lot of guys, instead of, you know, how can I say this without breaking man law? A lot of men are comfortable being in the friend zone, knowing that the moment that a guy like me fucks up, they have a first ballot to make things right. And if they catch you in a vulnerable state, they're getting the draws. You already have trust in them. They're already in a situation where they established, they know enough about you. So when a guy like me fucks up, they are right there. They're right there to swoop you off your fucking feet.
Yep. Oh, what did he do? What did he do? Let's get alcohol and talk about it.
Let's go to the bar. Let's go hang out. Like, yeah. Oh, you wondering why you keep downing them fucking Midori sours and them fucking tequila shots, huh? Yeah. And you wondering why you hanging upside down and shit at 3:00 in the morning with your play brother.
I'm a bat. Okay.
Why you hanging off the shower pole? I'll tell you the closest thing I've had to a female best friend best friend in the past, I still was trying to smash because she was attractive. And this is why I was like, I don't need this kind of drama in my life. Like, and it got to the point where she kind of admitted, you know, I've always had a thing for you, but we've always been so friendly. And like, it was when I was really popping in college and in my best shape of my life. And, you know, I'm just slinging the dick at anything. So I'm like, you know what? Let me try her out tonight. She came over, watched a movie, we doing our laughing and joking. And then, like, we went in for the kiss, and it happened. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to tear your ass up. And she was like, you know, once we cross this line, shit ain't going to be the same. And at that point, that was the first time when she said that, it bothered me. And I was like, do I kind of want to fuck with her emotions? And I was like, because I really, like, was cool with her, it stopped me. And I was like, I ain't going to do this. And that's when I knew I was definitely getting a little bit more mature, because I cared more about fucking with her emotionally, because that's all it was going to be. I was going to tear it up and then stop talking to her and be like, you know, but I value, like, our friendship more. And I guess she kind of understood it, too, by the fact that I eased off and then we just remained friends after that. But she definitely told me, she was like, you could have definitely smashed. But she's like, I know by the fact that you didn't, that if you had smashed, you weren't going to fuck with me no more. And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, and I kind of was like on some shit, like, I kind of value your friendship a little bit more than fucking. And that was when I was like, I don't need this, so I don't need female best friends. So I'm not going to be dealing with this problem all the time where it's like, damn, you attract. Because also, I don't want to sound fucked up. I don't hang out with ugly people. So you could be an ugly ass female and me hanging out with you, because I don't, one, you're not going to see me out public with no ugly ass bitch and thinking that's mine. If I have female friends, they're going to be very good looking. And that's going to be like always a tempting situation. So therefore, just don't have any female friends. And that's just how I keep it, because I don't need that problem or drama in my life. And I know some people like, oh, then you wild. Listen, makes my life a lot easier, I can tell you that. A whole lot easier. So, but I'm actually gonna stop getting on the women, and I'm gonna go on the men after y'all two say what y'all gotta say.
Okay. Well, Shane, do you want to start, or do you want me to do it?
I do it. So,
yes.
My thing is, like, tryouts they don't have to necessarily be a negative thing. If someone never showed me that they can commit or be trusted, you're not it for me at all. So you're automatically a good time. You know what I'm saying? You showed me the side I'm always wonder about. So that's why I'd be like confused on why people get other people that are currently in relationships. And then once you feel like you're in you two, once you get in it, you'll never settle. You'll never be comfortable because you're always thinking about maybe he's talking to his next bitch right now. Maybe she's talking to her next guy right now because that's how we met. So I can't get that space to have that. And so I'm going to respect a man that I meet tomorrow that I feel attracted to, or we have a good conversation. If he tells me, yes, I have a situation, or I have a lady right now, but you're beautiful or whatever, I'm going to take the compliment and I'm going to leave it at that. Because if we meet again and you single, I'm going to have a clear head of you possibly being a stand-up person. But if I continue that conversation and got his number and we text him back and forth and this man already told me he has a situation, or he has a lady or whatever, if we ever get together, I will never trust you 100%. And situations like that got me looking at people like, but you came in with this person dirty, and now you want them to have like this clean slate of trust and openness and all of this stuff, and you can't handle it, mind frame. And that to me is kind of like, it's easier to make people like that tryouts. Like, for me, like, my DP, I'm trying, you know, all the kinky shit to see what sticks. I'm trying everything, that I think I would want to do with the person I actually want to be with on them. Because I know you ain't for keeks, sir.
That's true.
You just for fun. Kicks and giggles. Because you're constantly showing me that You suck at real relationships. You suck at people who actually put in effort with you, because that shit don't matter at the end of the day. First in front of everybody that's putting for you. So why would I put myself in a space to give you all my effort and I know this is going to be the result? Like, I would look stupid. And so having tryouts is like essential to, like, you two knew when y'all was like, okay, it's time for me to, you know, tighten up and, you know, get one for this team, period. Whereas you could have been out here still dating, still fucking around, and still not having anything long lasting with a woman because you just never got to the level where you felt like you had enough or you should tighten up. A lot of women will never get to the level where they feel like they need to tighten up. They'll be in their 40s and their 50s and feeling like, that's cool, I never wanted to be married anyway. Or that's cool, I never wanted kids anyway. No, there was a time where you wanted kids. You just know that time is a wrap now, so you're trying to save face and say you never wanted those things.
Oh, now you're settled.
Yep. Yeah, but that's why, like, guys, like, if I had to, like, phrase it to them, like, they need to just keep it 100 from the beginning and just tell women things like, yeah, like, I'm getting to know you, but I'm still in a physical situation with somebody else right now. And, you know, I want a date, but nothing is secure. A lot of people don't do that shit, but, you know, we're just talking about men here. There are way too many guys that are still fucking on women. And they're promising or over-promising women relationships. Don't do that shit. Be like, no, like, I'm definitely fucking somebody else right now. Fucking the shit out of them, might I add. But right now, I want to get to know you because, you know what? That situation ain't going in the direction I want it to go in. Yeah, we, you know, we fuck on each other, but she don't want something. Because that's honestly every guy's main excuse is, yeah, they're fucking somebody, but they want to be with someone. And no. The answer is absolutely no. I'm not going to stop fucking her to get to know you, only to realize that, hey, guess what? You don't want me in the way I want you.
Right.
That happens so fucking much, and it pisses me off. But we're talking about the guys because we don't go and say the actual truth. And, you know, you can apply it to whatever gender, but I'm just talking about men because, you know, on a sneak tip, women do this actually more than us, better, but whatever. When it comes to guys, we will be fucking someone, and instead of being honest and saying, you know what, yeah, like, you know what, you know, I'm still in a relationship with this person, but it ain't working. Somebody's going to be like, well, why, you know, why not end it? Well, dummy, if I end it, then I have nothing. Like, and I know how, like, really, how fucked up that might sound, but just think about it. Imagine knowing that you're in a relationship, y'all are comfortable, y'all know each other, y'all been together, right? But it's not working out. You already know y'all on the outs, but y'all, you know, like we said earlier, you're comfortable. You know that person, and plus, they're giving you some butt, right? Let's keep it real surface level. You know for a fact you're getting what you need to get from that person, but the relationship isn't working. So just like when you go to work, and you know for a fact that I can't fucking stand this job, you're not going to quit because rent is due on the first.
Right.
So what you're going to do, you're going to keep applying for fucking jobs until it's time for somebody to say, you know what, we're going to hire you. At the point that you are hired, you know what you do? You work your ass off, you keep your head low, and then when you get that offer letter, you put your 2 weeks notice in. Dating is the same fucking way. It's not that deep. When you are dating somebody or, you know, fucking on somebody, let the new person know, like, hey, like, I understand I'm getting to know you and things like that, but I don't know how you and I are going to work out. I just need to let you know that until you and I start taking each other seriously on another higher level, I'm going to do what I need to do to please me. That way I can go and focus on getting to know you. A lot of men need to say that shit. Yes, I'm getting the physical from somewhere else so I can focus on all the other aspects so you don't have to feel like you are being like trapped into a guy who only wants to fuck you. Because yes, we do want to fuck you because we're attracted to you. But I can guarantee you a guy would be more lenient and want to know more information if they're already getting their dick sucked somewhere else. Somebody's going to be like, yo, that's fucked up. Like, damn. And I'm telling you, Shan, and Dungeon, tell me if I'm lying. Somebody will be like, well, why can't women do it too? They do.
Well, women don't do it. A lot of people, men and women, benefit off of the fact that you didn't ask the right questions and I just didn't mention it. I didn't know the problem. Everybody benefits off of that shit. But the issue is people are not single.
Mm-hmm.
Dating, they are in relationships dating because they know like the relationship that they're in is a dead end. but they won't end it because they're getting some benefit from it. And they are dating other people, and they're waiting for maybe that woman or that man to be so far in with them that they be like, just move in with me. You ain't got to do nothing. And then it's like a seamless shift. Now all the problems are in the old relationship. I just can't. Everything's a big deal. You left the juice. The relationships is over. Like, people been making transitions actively while they're in old relationships. And so my thing is, a lot of people today know that the current person that they're dating is in a relationship with someone else currently, and they're just getting them so they can make the transition. But once that person, man or woman, makes that transition, that person will never be comfortable because they always think it. They always in the process of making a transition.
Let me throw out here. First of all, shout out to James Williams in the room listening. The original creator of Her Church. Shout out to him, my boy. I'm going to give the listeners the best of both worlds with this situation, because I did this experience myself. So to the men who, Greg and I are trying to tell y'all to stop doing this whole I want a relationship thing. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. Use this. It works this way. When you were single, tell women that you still live with your ex-girlfriend. Let me tell you how this works. Tell every last one of them. Tell them on the first date. Be like, yo, I'm interested in you and all of this and that third, but I kind of got an issue, and I'm just gonna be transparent and tell you what it is. They're like, what's that? I still live with my ex, you know, because we broke up. Mm-hmm. And we got an apartment, and we're not gonna break this lease because I care about my credit. This, that, and the third. When I tell you, it is the closest equivalent that you will get to making a woman think, one, that she's being challenged by another woman. Two, she doesn't believe you in the first place. She naturally believes that you just have a girlfriend and you're cheating. And you could be telling the truth, or this could be an imaginary, made-up situation. It just happened to be my situation before. And I was like, I'm going to abuse the fuck out of this because I know how women will react. And when I tell you and I would do it at the beginning of every date, and I'd be like, I'm doing this because I want to give you the option to whether or not you want to deal with a man like me with this situation. You know, I'm definitely going to be single eventually, but this is what it is now. So you can't come to my spot. I come to yours. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm not always answering my phone, it might be because she's around and I don't feel like dealing with her nonsense. And, like, it gives you everything you need, including making a woman fiend for you. Because with the dating that's going on now, that's what they want. You seem like a dirtbag, you're acting like a dirtbag, and you're showing signs of a dirtbag, but you're really actually smart enough to have your shit together. But it's also going to allow you to have the amount of pussy you want without doing the whole I need to commit to you thing. I want to be in a relationship, because you're currently, from what you said, still tied down. But this allows you to maneuver amongst women who are into that dirtbag shit, because you know, they're into not the good guy, not the guy's got all the shit together and all that. They don't want that. So now you're coming off as a piece of shit. And you're also not necessarily giving them that I want a relationship with you bullshit up front, because you're in a situation. And we know people love entanglements and situationships. So men, you no longer have to lie to these women and tell them you want a relationship. Just tell them you're currently living with an ex-girlfriend. It'll all work itself out. You will get all the limitless amount of pussy you want. Now, sorry, I put this with the caveat that you have to be a nigga with a gift of gab and know how to kind of talk this out. But if you know how to talk this out and manipulate the way you should be manipulating, you don't have to lie to women and be like, I want a relationship with you. You're not fully available. But you still want to get to know them. And it'll work itself out fucking left and right.
Women, you know what? No, never mind. Because we're focused on the men. But can I just say, for the fellas, like, women are manipulated by the truth.
Yeah,
tell them the truth. They swear it's a fucking lie. It's like, no, like that actually happened. That actually happened. Like, it's a thing. So honestly, like, when you're being manipulated, it's all in your wording. That's why I say, if you have to be cutthroat in order for people to understand it, fucking be cutthroat. Because what you're going to do, like Dungeon said, you're going to start weeding out like people who aren't worthy to match you. People always talking about they want their match. Well, clearly you can't match me if you get offended by every single fucking thing I say. Or if I say something that you don't like, you don't mean, like, you're not my match. You're not somebody for me. So for the guys, like, my personal thing is tell the fucking truth straight out the gate. Because at that point, nothing can be held against you in the court of public opinion. Because when that woman says, well, you didn't tell me, motherfucker, I told you night one.
Yeah,
I told you night one. That's why for me, when I, you know, like when I was out here being a hoe and shit like that, I wasn't hiding the fact that the tweets are still up. If you go back to fucking 2009, 2010, you can look at the women I was talking to. I can show you the DMs. Most of them knew, they were probably friends. I ain't gonna lie to you. Facebook too. Nightclubs too. Like I'm still friends with a lot of these women to this day. And the reason why is because I never lied to them. I told them, you know, sold them a dream or something like that. There was a girl earlier, like, you know, she was telling me, she's like, oh, well, you know, her and her husband doing well and stuff like that. But she was like, I wonder, like, you know, you're such a good dad now. She was like, what made you change? And I was like, I was the same guy with you. We just didn't take each other serious. I told you what it was at the time. You just didn't want it. I've always, and Shannon and I, we did a show a couple weeks ago. And I was like, I always found myself to be the guy who wanted to be in a relationship. But if you don't want to give me that relationship, I'm going to take what you're going to give me. If it's going to be pussy, well, guess what? I'll take it.
There you go.
If you won't go out on the, you won't go out on dinner dates. I can do that. Is it expensive? Absolutely. Do I hate it? Absolutely. But you know what? If you're going to give me butt, sure. Thank you. Sure. Like I don't. Here's the thing. I don't agree with guys being like, you know, pussy's not an equal trade off. The fuck it is. Yes. What the fuck you mean? Like, oh, she won $100, you know, surf and turf. Cool. You'll give me some head at the end of the night. I'll live. Sure.
Because, sure. Because those broke guys, the pussy trade off, they thinking is Birkin bags. And be like, first of all, can't neither one of you afford a fucking Birkin bag?
Yeah.
Stop talking about that.
But Dungeon, here's the issue with a lot of the things that like us guys do when it comes to tryouts. The relationship, we're not trying you out for the relationship yet. We're trying you out for the pussy. That's where it is. When it comes to dating for guys, like, yes, we already knew we liked you. That's why we fuck with you. We're not, like, I don't want to say deceptive, because I don't really want to, like, shit on women completely, but we don't come into this thing with, like, a laundry list of things that we require and request. Like, yo, I fuck with you.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't fuck with you. I just need to know what the pussy's like.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pussy is fire, guess what? You got me. And the shit that I don't like about you, well, guess what? You better than anybody else that's out here.
Bam.
I don't want them. I'm talking to you. That's what bothers me. Like, guys just don't say that shit outright. Like, yo, like, I dig you. Only reason I'm fucking with you is because I'm fucking with you. Yes, I want to fuck you, but I'm fucking with you. Like, you think I'm just bothered? Like, yeah, I can be talking to five other women tonight, but guess what? You getting them honest, you know, you getting them responses, right? Yeah, I'm talking to her and I'm talking to her and I'm talking to her. Yeah, but I'm rocking with you. Like, you receptive to me, I'm receptive to you, and we're going to get it going. But at the end of the day, when it comes to dating, like, yo, like, you got to go and get yours. If you don't go get yours, you're going to be left the fuck alone. That's why you got a lot of these people who are fucking 34, 35 years old that are fucking, like, you know, relationship experts because they done dated every fucking body. It's like, yo, like, aren't you tired?
Yeah.
You tired of being your own fucking representative? Like, and I'm not trying to, like, put people out there like that, but I'm like, yo, like, you're an expert at dating, but you're still single. And I'm not making, you know, shitting on people that do that. But I'm like, yo, like, you have so many life experiences, but you haven't learned the lessons.
Yeah.
There's experiences and there's lessons. Like, what lesson did you get from the last relationship? Nothing? Well, guess what? You're going to be in a perpetual cycle of just fucking up.
No, go ahead. My bad.
Oh, no. You know, I'll land the plane by just saying, like, I really wish for the guys, we told these women exactly. And because the thing is, they already know. You know you fine as shit. What's wrong with you? I don't give a fuck if you can read. We'll figure that out later. When we go to fucking, you know, the restaurant and you're saying horn divers. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, she can't. She can't read? Okay, cool.
Whore divers.
Like, no. Like, and the thing is, a woman, for the guys, a woman will tell you exactly who the fuck she is the moment she opens her mouth. And us guys, we know this shit. We accept it because you know what? We like pussy. And it's really as simple as that. So there are some women that I knew for a fact I didn't want a relationship from. But the head was excellent. The sex was cool. And you know what? I had to let them know straight out, like, yo, like, I want a relationship, but I'm not going to say whether or not it's with you. I know I want a relationship, but there are a lot of women who, you know, they saw me as a cool guy, or the guy was like, you know what? Like, he's out here with a bunch of women. Yes, I'm playing the fucking odds. Think about it. If I wasn't doing the shit I was doing then, me as a married man, I'd be doing it now.
Yes.
And that's honest to God true. I had to live that life in order to understand who the fuck I am now. Now, that being said, I get more pussy thrown at me as a married man than I ever did single, but I know what that's about. Because I lived that life. That's why when you hear guys, you know, women talking about, oh yeah, I don't talk to married men. That's a fucking lie. Y'all be in the DMs. And the reason why, and I don't want to put y'all out there like that, the guys that y'all want that are single are talking to enough women that they're like, you know what? Like, I ain't got to be entertained by you. So you over here, you on the married side of the spectrum now, trying to fuck with the married men. And you know it. So stop the cap. Don't be talking about, oh yeah, y'all married men always in our DMs. Well, the only reason we in it is because y'all liking the fucking pictures, putting hearts on the messages and shit. We know y'all.
Oh.
We know y'all. Here's the thing. Married men be having trials. Single men be having trials. But the issue is, y'all showing up.
Yep. There you go.
You have to be a participant in order to try out. So, you know, for me to land my plane, I'm going to just say this, you know, because I know Shan wants to speak. When it comes to, like, guys, like, we just have to be completely fucking honest. There are a lot of guys who are honest to themselves, but not to these women. I can guarantee you, you will get all the snakes out of the weeds by honestly just laying down the right fertilizer. If you tell them exactly what the fuck you feel, they can either accept it or reject it. And I'm going to land there.
Facts.
The fact. All them goddamn DMs. That's true. Like, I tell my nephews all the time, hey, you don't owe these bitches shit. Okay? Always lead with honesty. Let them worry about their feelings. A lot of men today feel like it's their job to worry about another woman's feelings. No, we have cycles. We are crazy people. We're going to have our emotions even when there's nothing going on. Like, don't worry about our emotions. Women are going to start stepping up their shit in a lot of ways when men start being honest. Do you think this looks cute? No, that shit looks stupid as fuck. Okay. No. That I'm not gonna wear it. Do you think my makeup is cute? No, what the fuck is on your lashes? Okay, then they'll take them down. It's men who are making women feel like, oh, this is what men like. No, we just don't give a fuck about what you look like. To be honest, so a lot of women are out here looking ridiculous and stupid and thinking what this man liked, all men like. What this man allowed, all men are going to allow. No, sis, some men are going to tell you straight. You know why? Because they don't care if you leave or stay due to the honesty.
Bang.
And that's what people need. People need honesty. If you ask me, you know, were you thinking about my dick before it came over? No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. Not at all. But since it's here, I'll partake. Like, I'm the type of person where if you ask me if something about me belongs to you, I'm going to tell you, no, this is my shit, but enjoy. I'm not making anybody's head bigger. And I think we all need to stop trying to finesse or trick people into feeling like this is going somewhere. People who be like, you know, I want to do this and I want to do this. Do you think we can have that? You know, you never know. If any man or woman gives you the open-ended, you know, that's possible. It's a no. Mm-hmm. It's a no. Because
yep.
If a man asks me, you know, I want to take you out Friday, can that happen? If I look at him up and down and he's not worth me shifting my whole schedule for the rest of the week, I'm going to tell him no, but I appreciate the compliment. I'm not going to lead you on to think that Friday is about to be a possibility.
Uh-huh.
And that's honesty, because when I see something that I'm not really into, or somebody's engaging with me that I'm not really into, is never a lose situation if my honesty makes them step back because I didn't want it in the first place. Mm. And when you're honest, you don't have to worry about what you said, what you said you hated, what you said you liked, because it was the truth. They can't come back and be like, I thought you said you didn't like such and such. Or I thought you said you never been such and such. Stop lying. Be comfortable. Have your fucking peace. Because like Dungeon said, if you be like, you know what? It was nice to meet you, but right now I am staying with my child's mom, or I am with a girlfriend right now. We're not doing the best, but it was nice meeting you. I hope later on in the future we probably meet up. That woman's going to have you on their mind all day.
Bam.
Because you never had to be honest with her, and you were. So you already separated yourself from the pack. Mm-hmm. And then she didn't get anything that she thought she was going to get from you to begin with, because you did something completely different. And that's when, like, when I be out in public and men don't see no ring on my finger, and I happen to see a man that's married, like Greg said, and they open the door or they help me with something and they don't make a pass at me and they're not inappropriate. I respect that man more.
Yep.
Because it's very easy to be slime. It's very easy to be disgusting and lower your character because a vagina is in the vicinity. But to me, a man being married and still not crossing the line when he has all opportunity to tells me that this man is about some shit.
Yep. Bingo. Okay. Bingo.
But we approach the married aspect of it. We gotta speak to the single man, because I spoke as a married man. Single men, a lot of the issues that I've heard from single men are they want to. When I say they, talking about women, they have the opportunity to have openness and date however they please, however they wish. However, a man does it, when we're talking about tryouts, it's not accepted. It's not okay to have multiple people that you're dating. It's not okay. It's not something that is deemed acceptable, because if you want it, you would only need one person. However, for a woman, it's completely fine to have your options. Where do options come into the play when it comes to tryouts? Like, is there such thing as too many options?
Well, so I'll jump in here. So the too many options, yes, because it's what they say, it's about the quality, not the quantity. So for single men, this is the way I always tell the single man how you should be moving accordingly. Is one, the biggest advice I give to you single motherfuckers is and it kind of goes with what Shad and Greg just said. Stop fucking lying so much. Like, your life would be so much easier if y'all stopped, one, all pretending that you have money. All right.
Yeah.
This is the biggest thing right here. If y'all accept the fact that you're broke and actually act on it, you'll probably get more pussy than you ever got in your life, because you're the hot commodity right now. Like we said earlier in this talk, a lot of women are not out here looking for Mr. Responsible, Mr. Got His Shit Together, Mr. Got A Lot Of Dollars, because that is that's a negative in their book. But Mr. Homosexual, Mr. I ain't got it right now, Mr. I got numerous baby mamas, Mr. This, that, and the third, I'm on some bullshit, Mr. Talk Too Much, Present Too Little, Mr. That nigga can get whatever he wants right now if you are honest with who you are. But the problem is, you want to do this thing where you're broke, you're dead ass broke, you're making $13 an hour, and then you want to go to Ruth's Chris and wonder why the fuck you can't afford the fucking bill at the end of the night. You ain't got no business at goddamn Ruth's Chris.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Why were you there in the first place? Go and struggle at Applebee's, do the 2 for $20, and ask her to go for half. Because that's the type of dirtbag broke nigga you are. And either way, it won't matter, because she'll probably fuck you at the end of the night if you just be honest with who you are. If you sit
tag
here,
me in. Tag me in.
My mouth, tag my Maserati. I got you. My Maserati's in the shop. I took a helicopter here. I did all that. Yo, these bitches ain't trying to hit that shit. They're not trying to hit, they don't care about that. They don't care.
Bro, you struck a fucking nerve. Like, oh my god. Like when you said Applebee's, like I've heard women say some shit like, oh, like I don't eat that. So if your mother told you she wanted to go to Applebee's, you ain't going to Applebee's. More importantly, I've told you, Dungeon, I've told Shane this many times. I used to do a lot of whole shit. Like, I went and took a girl to TGI Fridays for karaoke and we fucked in her car. Like, hey, all the expectations should go out the window when you're having fun.
Do you understand? Yeah, exactly.
All that shit about, like, these are the things I will and won't do, you'll do it with me, though. And the reason why is it's going to be a fucking experience. And I'm not trying to talk like I'm the shit and nothing like that, but I'm like, I know what I possess, which is a gift of gab. That's why we podcasters, right?
There you go.
But more importantly, like, when you talk to a woman with, like, the energy that, like, it's your own personal energy. You ain't got to match her. You are who the fuck you are. If you're confident in you, she gonna read the vibe and be like, you know what? Like, I can get with that. Like, yeah, it's a little bit different. I'm not used to that shit, but he confident enough. Like, cool. And I only speak that shit is because that's what I've known. So when a woman says shit like, oh, I don't do Applebee's, I'm like, well, guess what? Like, you clearly are living, you know, the fine life, the high life and shit like that. Yep. Take your ass, take you to Applebee's then. Because all the women, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but a lot of the women who say the shit they won't do have empty fridges. So fuck you very much, okay? don't tell me what you won't eat. When the only thing that is in your salad drawer right now is fucking a stick of butter and some fucking baking soda, right? Like, I don't want to hear that shit. So, and again, I'm not being disrespectful, but there are a lot of people who, and men and women alike, who will do that shit and tell you the things they won't do because they don't like experiences. Just because you didn't like that restaurant with that nigga don't mean you gonna hate it even more when I take you. Like, it's completely different. Like,
and what's annoying about it is you asked the wrong niggas to take you there. Here's how to joke. So that bitch will let Mr. Broke Project nigga come out and fuck her behind the dumpster after two shots of Hennessy from the store. But then meet me or Greg and be like, you need to take me to STK's in the city. And let me order the highest price thing on the menu. And I'd be like, but my man's over there just told me he fucked you behind a dumpster. You know what I mean? Like, why would I take you to STK's? I know what you fuck behind dumpsters. Stop acting like I need to take you to a high price steak restaurant. I'm not stupid. You know what I mean? What's the problem?
This is when I knew that the dating pool had pee in it. When a girl like told me, she was like, you know, she got flued out. So she was like, she got flued out by a guy. He paid her whole way, you know, let her have fun and stuff like that. You know, had the room and stuff like that, fucked her and everything like that. The issue is she told him to come on her side, which is the East Coast. He was in the West. He says, I can't do that because I don't have a valid ID. And I was like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. You got money to fly her out. Buy her a hotel, break her back in, but you can't even go see her. Like, the priorities be fucking me up, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm trying to, like, compartmentalize the shit. She's mad. She's like, yo, I flew all the way out there to see him. We had the time of our lives and stuff. I'm like, oh, so you didn't catch on. So I had to hip her to game. I was like, yo, like, you live far enough away that he can get your dumb ass to fly over here. He can fuck you and send you home.
Yep.
Like, It's really that simple. But when I told her that, she was like, no, he says he doesn't have an ID. You trying to tell me he got into the bar that y'all went to, but he didn't have an ID. Can you please make the math make sense to me? Because it doesn't. So I broke it down to her like that. She was like, Greg, why are you being so mean about it? I'm like, sometimes you need somebody. It's not being mean. It's being honest. If you can't see the fucking signs, like if you know it's a yellow light, slow down. Why the fuck are you going 80 miles an hour through a yellow light? The fucking red light is coming, right? Just do that shit. But the way she was talking it up, you know how when people, they really like somebody, so they'll ignore all the visible signs?
Yeah.
Knowing that, like, everybody else, nobody's going to agree with their decision but them, and they're trying to talk to you and convince you that it's the right decision. She's like, yeah, like, he's telling me, yeah, the next time you come to L.A., we're going to have fun, we're going to do this, and she was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to go and see him. I was like, yo, the first one is always free. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, he flew you out the first time. He gonna give you some dick. He gonna fuck with you. And I'm not hating, but I was like, so now every time you want to see him, you got to fly yourself out on your own dime. And she was,
that's not a game word.
Like, yeah. Yeah. So then she's throwing all the signs out at me. And I was like, this don't make sense. And I'm trying to tell her without telling her. I'm like, yo, like, I don't want to break bro code, like man law, but this shit don't make sense. So she says to me, she was like, yeah, like he said he's going to get a room the next time I come out. I was like, oh, in my head, I'm like, oh, this nigga got a girl, right? Like, clearly, like, if you imagine you flying from fucking Jersey to, what's the name, to LA. You fly to LA and he puts you up in a hotel. Mind you, he got enough to get you over here. He got enough to treat you out for 3 or 4 days. You can't even see where this man live at.
Yep. You in a hotel? Why? You're in a
hotel.
Why come?
Here's the thing. Every time. It's not just the first time. She's been out there 3 or 4 times. And every time is you get put up at a hotel. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, like balcony view and shit. I'm like, yo, like, do you not realize like Expedia.com is a thing? Like, create your own rate is a thing? Like, what are we doing here? And I'm not trying to be rude. But I'm like, yo, like, as a guy who used to do that shit, like, I used to have a girl that used to come into town. I was, like, dating her, you know, so-and-so. And not to be disrespectful to her, but, like, she knew the vibes, like, when she would come to town. Mind you, I was living at home because I was, like, you know, just cool. Like, whenever, you know, a girl come into town, like, instead of, you know, bringing them to the crib, I would go to get the hotel. I would go Expedia, create your own rate. I'd be like, all right, I know for a fact, like, if I get, like, Bethesda, which is, like, the nicer part of, like, the city and stuff like that, the really fancy hotels are the cheap. I can go, you know, the regular rate there is like $100 and like maybe $100 and $110, right? Versus DC is like $329 a night. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you know, if I go, she's already going to drive here. She's not catching a plane or nothing. She's driving in from New York. Driving in from New York, cool. I can go and get the create your own rate and I can just put in a price. So I would put in like $35. It didn't work. Cool. I put in $40. Damn, it didn't work. $55, it worked. Boom. I got me a fucking $50 hotel. That's normally supposed to be $100-something. She will come here, we're going to fuck for a couple days, and then she's going to go on her merry fucking way. And I know how fucked up that sounds, but it's the truth. But the thing is, she knew it because she was presented this information. It wasn't like I was lying to him, like, yo, I'm getting you this fancy fucking Marriott hotel. Like, no, like, we're going to create, you going to this hotel room for a reason.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going here for a reason. So imagine, you know, a woman going from Jersey to fucking L.A., and you've been 4 times, and you ain't been to that man's house once.
And that's what I was thinking that a lot of people benefit off of not saying what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you, and that's where you can't be like, oh, you lied to me. Ain't nobody lied to you. You lied to yourself. Because yes. After a few times of always being in the hotel, bitch, he has a woman. He has a whole family. Mm-hmm. And he is comfortable, and you are the snack of the day or the night or the weekend.
No man is going to leave a comfortable situation for a situation that's uncertain. Tying that back into a situation, and, you know, guys, tell me if I'm lying or not. You're not going to leave, like, a girl that you're dating, a girl that you're fucking with, or even a girl who's just texting you and y'all have good conversation. You're not going to leave that for some new one.
Some males today do. I saw a man... get his wife and his kids evicted out of their home to go leave a girl with dating.
But I don't want to sound like this about the women, but I feel like a woman would do that way quicker than a man would, because the men with situations like that, we already know what it is when we're getting into it. Sometimes a woman can be manipulated hardcore, depending on. And, like, what's being said. A man would just be like, yo, this situation ain't going to work out. I already know what's going to happen. And he's either going to deal with it or he's going to make it work the way he needs to make it work. But a woman, like, sometimes she'll fall for the okey-doke and be like, no, he said he was going to leave and the dick is good and I think this is going to work out for the better. Because I be hearing, like, some of the shit, and I didn't want to get back to the women because we had gotten off y'all, but sometimes it's shit.
And we back.
And then, but, like, some of the shit y'all be saying, you be like, yo, oh no, but I just love, and then y'all just go back to the, I love him so much. The one thing I don't hear from men ever, and I know there's, I can't say all men, but I haven't heard from any male in my spectrum of life, is love will make it work. Love will find a way. I've heard that from numerous women, but I had never heard a male say that. Now, I'm sure there's some dumbass thing out there that says it, but I ain't never heard. So I'm going to go with the fact that mostly women believe that. And mostly women believe that love will find a way and love will pay your mortgage and love will help you get out of whatever bullshit this broke ass nigga done got you into. But it won't. And that's a fact.
I can't do it. All I pray that guys do in 2022 is to honestly just be honest to these women, like, from the jump. Like, women, okay, I was about to say something real disrespectful, so I gotta just, you know, reclaim myself. But basically, you don't have to lie to a woman. A woman is more receptive to the truth, and if she isn't, she's not the one you need to fuck with. It's really that simple. There are a lot of people who just, if you kept it surface level and just told them the truth from the beginning, they would accept that shit. If you go and say, you know what, I stay with my baby moms and blah, 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 blah. Like, give them the option. Give these women the option. That way they can't use that shit against you later. When they start talking all that shit, like, oh, he ain't shit, blah, blah, blah. Like, you knew he wasn't shit because he presented you nothing but shit. He literally shit in your hand and you smeared your face in it. Like, come on, man. Like, it'd be right there. And you just be like, no, like, you know what? I love that nigga, though. Like, you love him, but his girl love him, too. She just love him a little bit more to the point where he's staying with her. Yo, it'd be right there in your face. And he'd be mad at the woman, his girl, or some shit. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go and tell her, you know, I'm going to try to ruin a happy home. But guess what? You're going to ruin a happy home, and he's going to move in with your ass. And, you know, the rule of thumb that I've heard is how you get them is how you lose them. That is just honestly how it works. So when it comes to, like, that shit, when people are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna throw smart on their name because, you know, if I can't have them, nobody can. Or, you know, men have said that shit too, like, yo, like, I don't want no other nigga having her, so, you know, I'm gonna leave it in. I'm gonna have a kid by her, and, you know, she ain't gonna be no good. What the fuck? She ain't gonna be no good? Can I just say one thing? Like, you ever left, like, a steak or, like, some frozen chicken in the freezer? You defrost it for a little bit, and it still tastes like chicken when you cook it? That is just how that works.
Yep.
So, yeah. you can't, like, I hate when people do that shit, and men do it the best. Like, you know what, like, if I go and, like, if I act crazy a little bit, or if I just treat her like shit, she won't care, because she loved me that much that she feels like me treating her like shit means something. It's like, no, you're just treating her like shit. And, you know, without being disrespectful against the ladies, like, a lot of ladies that I do know and I've talked to, they don't want to be shitted on, they don't want to be treated bad. They just want attention. So they take the negative attention and try to spin it as if it's a positive. No, he's treating you like shit. But the thing is, he's giving you enough attention. He's not answering your calls. He's not answering your texts. You know, you're getting short responses. You're going and, you know, you got to find out where he is. You know, every couple months, like Tristan Thompson and shit, like, he's fucking and getting kids from this woman and this woman. And you keep trying to keep him. It's like, yo, like, I get it. You enjoy the dick, but so do everybody else. At some point, you got to understand, like, you are in a position you're in solely because of you. You are your own personal issue. It's no longer on him anymore. So, fellas, I'm not giving y'all a scapegoat. I'm not giving y'all, you know, shooting bill or nothing like that. We have to treat women better, but women also have to go and read the fucking signs. They be right there. So when it comes to, like, you know, me going back to the original topic about some people just being for tryouts, like, you have to have tryouts in order to have these experiences, so you already know when it comes to dating. Guess what? I've been there. I've done that. So when you see a dude coming to you with the same shit you done seen before, it's because you tried out somebody that tried the same shit, and you didn't let it fly. The caveat, though, is a lot of people just like perpetually having tryouts. The cuffing season is a 365-day thing for people. Like, oh, yeah, it's cuffing season. I'm with this person all winter. But you know what? When when the grass gets green and the flowers start to bloom and they single again, it's coming up. I'm telling you, don't let that fucking, do not let that groundhog come out of the ground on fucking Wednesday. I'm telling you, it's going to come out of the ground and a lot of people going to be single. They're going to be like, yo, like, what happened? Like, is it retro? No, it's not retrograde. And I really wish people would stop using retrograde as a reason for their relationships being shit. No, you ain't shit. He ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit. It is not retrograde. You are in a bad relationship. But, you know, to tie it in again, y'all need to have tryouts. Date people, but ask the right fucking questions. Shan be telling women all the time, like, you know, she has her show where she gets it, and she be leaving, like, little, like, breadcrumbs, but the issue is people will go and get, like, four or five of the breadcrumbs and be full, and it's like, no, keep going. You gotta go the distance. Go the fucking distance. Like, even if you don't eat the breadcrumbs, put them in your pocket so when you get hungry again, because you will, at least you already know that, you know what, I'm on the path And if I ever need something to eat, like some nourishment, it's there. So, like, for me, that's like, you know, promo for she gets it, but it's just common sense, man. So, just please, like, I tell people all the time, like, try things out, because once you get married or once you become, like, in a committed relationship, that shit, that tryouts and, you know, learning new people, that shit stops. It stops and it goes at a fucking halt. And I thank God for it, because if I was, like, right now, the Greg that I am today, if I ever had to be single, this should be too easy. It would honestly be too easy. And the reason why is because I know how people tick, and I have too many options. Like, think about it. A woman doesn't call me back. Cool, I'm fine. Guess what? I got Bumble, Tinder, OkCupid, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm like, what the fuck? And that's a detriment to a lot of people, too, because they've never had all these options. They've never had the ability to talk to somebody from LA or Wisconsin or Florida or Texas, but now they can.
Because that thing is, that goes back to the quality over quantity.
Yes, you know? Yes. But the thing is, like, nobody, to tie in what you're saying, like, nobody really has ever had quality. So they go thinking, like, using the law of numbers. Like, hey, if I date 10 people, then you know what? One of them has to be good. No, they could all 10 be ass. They could be trash. Yep. And you'd be sitting there like, damn, I done did it. I done wasted all my time instead of getting to know people. But the thing is, getting to know people is the tryout. Nobody wants to do the actual tryout. People are, it's like when you sign up to do a play, but you never show up to the fucking tryout. It's like, oh, I want to be in a play. Let me sign my name on the board. But then they're like, hey, you know, the meeting's on Tuesday. Hey, I got something to do. I can't do that. Can we do it on Thursday? No, the fucking practice on Tuesday. You're talking about you can't do it. It's not on your schedule. Dating is not on your schedule. Tryouts are not on your schedule. When it comes to, like, having your options, okay to have them, but you just have to know, like, you have to show up. You honestly have to show up. But I don't know. I just... Don't ever let me be single. I'm gonna fuck the world up. I'm gonna fuck the world up.
I think people are too in love with the illusion of what situations they're in instead of the reality of what they're in. And this is why I don't understand why people feel obligated to endure bad treatment or to endure a relationship that's not working just to be like, I got a relationship. I think we just need to switch the people that we deal with up. Mm-hmm. And some people are not supposed to grow with you, and that's completely fucking fine. And once we stop attaching ourselves to people that kill our good energy, then that's when you'll have the balls to be like, honestly, I don't like that. Or honestly, I don't want to be. Or honestly, I would rather be by myself than be here spending time doing this with you. And once people grow and get to a point where they're just like, you know, I have my limits, I have my boundaries, there should never be a person that comes across your path that looks a certain way, drives a certain car, lives a certain place, or has a certain amount of money to change your limits and your boundaries. And that's coming from people not valuing themselves and then blaming other people.
Absolutely.
That's...
Shane, how are we supposed to counter that? We can't. That's the fucking truth. I ain't countering that. Fuck that. You're right.
There's no need to counter, because the whole we didn't drop so many jewels tonight on how it can make dating so much easier for single people and even those who are in relationships and doing dirt on the side. So, you know, we don't have to go any deeper. We already know what it is. Like, at the end of the day, it comes down to being honest, and honesty for everybody. It's like, yo, just be honest about what your situation is, and it'll work out the way you want it to. And for men, trust us. Greg and I told you, just tell them you have a girlfriend already, you're living with somebody on the side, and you will be hit with a plethora of pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Trust. Like, there's nothing women love more than thinking that they got competition, you know.
Go ahead. You about to touch on something. do you think women really give a fuck if you actually have somebody?
Honestly, in all honesty, I will have to say this. Yes, they do. Because I learned this. Me and my best friend figured out this lesson when we started on a dating scene. We were like, okay, we're going to have good educations. We're going to have good paying jobs. We're going to drive foreign cars. And all the women will want to fuck us. When we pulled up in them cars, bitches didn't know what the fuck they were getting into. They didn't care. And they only wanted to fuck Rodrigo and Rasheed from the projects. So we were like, okay, this is not working. So as far as being honest and talking about, and listen, man, yo, go on with what I'm saying about that you got a girl already, because I have literally done the scientific studies and my hypothesis.
I love it.
Which is something you thought you'd never use again after in regular life. But my hypothesis is that if you tell women when you were single that you still are living with an ex or still have a situation that you're trying to get out of, you will have a plethora of pussy. And that one girl who's like, nah, I'm not into this, chase after her. Because if she's not into it, that means she's probably a real quality woman and probably more quality than you deserve, and that might be what you're actually looking for. But if you just want a bunch of pussy to play around in, tell women that you are still in a situation or an entanglement, as you young niggas say now. And you won't be able to get the pussy out your face. You just won't.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. Yep. There are men, they're not men, they're no longer boys, from high school who seldomly speak to me. And because they're used to a lot of women giving them a green light all the time, and they feel like I'm in a position where the next thing I need is a house I own and a man, they don't understand why I'm not caving, while it doesn't, the shit that they do don't work on me. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, for men and women, if there's a woman that tells a man that's used to women saying yes to him no, he's not going to stop thinking about that woman that told him no. Mm-hmm. If there's a man that is on the reverse side of that, and a woman tells him no, he's going to be stuck. And I know the people who are stuck that are like, damn, how can she cave? How can she cave? Why won't she? There's nothing wrong with me. And truly, there's nothing wrong with them in real life. But for me, it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about things to get certain people. It's not about money to get certain people. It's not about need over want to get certain people. Some people, a few of us, are still out here genuinely wanting people who we just mesh with and are truly for us, not out of obligation.
Yeah.
So, some people are just for tryouts. The title is correct. The title stands. You know, whether it's Loud Mouth Stereo or the Real Relationship Report, we will be here. Not next week, but on the 11th, Dungeon and I have a show. On next Saturday, Greg and I have a show. But on February 1st, Greg will be celebrating his Earth Day. Happy early birthday. But this Thank is you. The collab. I appreciated it.
Yeah, we need a part two. We definitely need a part two.
Yeah, we got to do a part two. It don't even have to be a part of this topic. We just need to do this shit again.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
We're dropping a lot of gems. We're dropping a lot of gems. And I know this week is so important because you got your stupid golden Mikey Woods. You get him and you can smoke it. Like, when we do this little week that's not got that shit going, like, yo, telling you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crack. This has been excellent. Yo, we dropping jewels for y'all, so you know what I mean? Y'all know what it is.
That's a fact.
Absolutely. If you are not in a relationship, get in one. aka a relationship with the Real Relationship Report, because I listen to the show. I love the fucking show. Loud mouth, we be just shooting the shit any fucking way. But y'all show, I'm like, okay, this is my type of carrying on. So I had to, this was my birthday request. It was my birthday wish, and I got it. So I'm a happy man now. I just really hope that other people are as happy with the show as I am. I think we did our job. Shan, you did great. Dungeon, bro, like, yeah. We need another show soon. April Fool's Day, because we already got enough of those. So,
the only reason why I haven't requested as much of a show to do shows with Greg, me and Greg think just alike, yo. Like, it don't, like, literally, when he speak, it might as well be me speaking. Like, we say the shit I'm thinking, you be like, yo, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, God damn, that's what I was about to say. So that's why I'm like, yo, that's why I'm like, yo, we don't need to do a show with Greg. Greg is, we twins. You know? Like, he said the same shit I would always be thinking. So,
it'd be so simple, bro. It'd be so simple. Like, yo, I'm not saying anything earth shattering. It's like, oh, like, if you live life, it's like, it's right there. Cause like you said, like, you be thinking it. If I'm thinking it, you thinking it. The entire fucking world has thought it at least once. Cause it's real surface level shit. But the issue is a lot of people, they don't, like I said, see the signs. And more importantly, they don't care to just acknowledge what the truth is and be right smacking them in the face. Like, yo, like, you ain't the one. This ain't it. This ain't that. Like, they're like, you know what? Like, I can change it. No, yeah. You can't change it.
You definitely can. But you keep believing that, though. Mm-hmm. Keep believing it.
Yeah, y'all keep going and resetting y'all body counts and shit every 18 months, talking about New Year, New Me. Nope. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about I ain't gonna be nobody trial. Yes, the fuck you are. What are you talking about here?
Like, we're already been somebody trial.
Yo, there are women that I guarantee were listening to this show, and they called him or text him. Yo, am I your trial? Yes.
He's not gonna tell you that though. Like, come on. Yes. What are
you calling for? You remember when Craig was like high and he was looking at Smokey and he was like, yes. Yeah, like, yes, you the yes. Yes. You are the tryout. But the one last thing I want to say about like being a tryout though, you know you're a tryout. You just have to ask. Like, everybody knows when like somebody else has other options. There's no wrong way to ask, like, if there's other people, if they won't be, if they won't tell you, hey, there's somebody else. Just ask. Because the worst thing that can happen is you find out that you're just another option, and now you're mad. But you already knew, you just wanted to hear it. If you hear it, you're a whole lot more receptive knowing that, because then you know how to maneuver and how you can counter. And trust me, no man ever wants to tell a woman that, you know what, you're the only one. No man want to do that. No man has, any guy that you will ever talk to, Sharon, I feel like that could be another episode of the Real Relationship Report. No man ever wants to tell a woman that she's the only one until she's the only one.
I don't, even if a man told me I was the only one, listen, I'm like, court, guilty till proven innocent. Wait, what are we talking about? Best people to get up out of here. From Sasha.
Hey, Chan. What's up, Greg? OG, triple OG. Hey. What's going on?
What? How are you?
You missed some gems. They dropped some gems in here tonight.
Yep. Sorry, just breaking news for everybody. Right now, Tom Brady has not made it official that he retired. This is information me and Greg will enjoy. So,
yeah. Throw it out there. I need him to come back next year and just fuck up the entire league again. Because I don't think he's going out on a loss, at least.
That's exactly what I've been saying. I'm like, yo, this man been winning for so long, there's no way he's fucking leaving on a loss. That man will come back and try one more year, if anything. They said the announcement was premature. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think even though this is not the show for that, all I'm going to say is I think he's going to sign a one-day contract, a one-game contract with the Patriots, win, and then retire. That's just my hope. I want him to be in a Patriots jersey for his last game, because fuck Tampa. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah, that's another story. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that out there real quick. That was breaking news, actually.
I just texted somebody. She's like, hey, like, you getting tried out tonight. You didn't get tried out tonight.
Get out tonight. He done missed his opportunity this morning.
Oh my lord.
I woke up and I had like a very vivid dream, and I texted him. I was like, yo, and he took too long to text back. And then when I was like, I put, never mind, I'll keep it to myself. And then the question mark started flying. What I missed? All day. Not a word, not a peep. Because my thing is, like, if I'm ready to provide the information and I need the action and you lagging, I'm done with it. Like, I don't even want to tell no more. I'm keeping it to myself. So...
That means she's gonna text him after. She's gonna text him after.
No, like,
I'm trying. I'm trying to try out something tonight.
No, man. It was good
too. She say that now. The way that she said that, she was like, "No, I'm not." That was a little sneak. Like,
let me tell you that right now. What I've been working on today is Gigi in my show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Oh,
okay.
So, we gonna do a collab show. I can't even say it. It's so good. So I'm just waiting for her to do her side of the research. Uh-oh. And we just gonna surprise each other on the show. It's gonna be a good one.
Well, I cannot wait. Go. I'm listening a lot. It'll be a live show, right? So it'll be on
stereo. It'll be a live show.
I'm there.
But we'll be recorded to drop on the podcast. But yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be one of those hide your kids, hide your boss, hide your mom.
Whoa. You know what?
Yeah.
Well, that was another episode. That was a mashup of Loudmouth and a Real Relationship Rapport. I'm confused. I'm not even Greg right now. I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. I cannot wait.
Hide your balls, hide your mouth. That's hilarious.
Hide your balls.
But I appreciate y'all. This was a good one. While we were on here, and y'all was dropping gems, I finished my taxes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's why you were so quiet most of the night. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was finishing her taxes. Somebody going to come over later and tax that ass. That's what she,
yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
She ain't slick.
She was like, that's a reference point to what the taxes is about.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
The shit was adding up, okay?
Lord Almighty.
We'll be good now. Well, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all weekend.
Will do.
Prepping for the week currently. I'm doing the write up for Dungeon Show. I'm doing the write up for next Saturday, and I'm doing two more write ups, and then I am laying it the fuck down.
Oh, you doing the write up for the 85%?
Yep.
Greg, you might want to be over this one, man. You might want to look into the numbers for this, because this is gonna be.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
The percentage shows are gonna be a thing now. We can tell.
Oh my!
They're gonna be a thing.
Oh my! Yeah, I'll be there with drink in hand. I will be there. There's nothing perfect stopping me.
Perfect.
Well, y'all, don't be a stranger. Don't forget to check out Loud Stereo on your podcast platform and The Real Relationship Rapport on your podcast platform. We are coming up on, we're at 20 episodes, Dungeon, with The Real Relationship Rapport. And Greg and I have a lot more episodes than what's showing on Apple. But
she lied to me.
Those are the ones that we've done since making the podcast official on Apple. There are many more podcasts and episodes that we've done for Loudmouth Stereo before that are not counted in those numbers. But either way, I appreciate y'all for coming through, giving me your time, and doing these shows. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for your time as well. This is a mutual situation. Like we do, so we appreciate you.
Thank you. And that is it, folks. We are out of here.
Get on the side.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.